This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Alice, A-L-I-C-E, last name McWhorter, M-C-W-H-O-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 5/8/1926. Date of evaluation is 11/22/2022. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to review efficacy of current medications. History present illness. This is a 96 years old female who was admitted here on 11/18/2022 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicated history of urinary tract infection, unspecified dementia, depression, legal blindness, hypertension, difficulty walking, patient somewhat of a poor historian, and reports feeling okay. Patient's daughter was also present in her room. Patient chart indicates that she was admitted here on citalopram 10 milligram every day. Daughter reports that her mom was on citalopram 10 milligram every other day, and acknowledged mom's history of depression, sadness. For at least a year or so, patient reports that she generally sleeps okay and appetite is fair. She denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Peer patient talked about wanting to go home soon. She reports that she has 4 sons and 5 girls. She reports that some of her children are in Georgia, in California. Period. Patient. Has not been away from family in a long time. Her daughter. No history of hypomanic or manic symptom. No history of paranoia, delusional thinking or hallucinations. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, legally blind, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior psychiatric hospitalization, denied prior suicide attempts, denied social history, current relationship, divorce, number of children, 9. Current employment, not working. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, reclutter form and chart, nursing, and phone, and conversation with patient daughter Jacqueline, G-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E Anderson. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in the chart. Surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, citalopram 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 155 over 73, pulse 60, respiration 80. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech soft, mood, euthymic effect, constricted thought processes, periods of confusion, associations are normal thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, deny level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self. Patient did not know the name of this facility. Memory reset mildly impaired, funnel knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited, assessment and plan major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0. Plans I discussed with patient's daughter regarding option of starting her mother on Selexa 10 milligram every other day or 5 milligram once a day. Your daughter consented to use of Selexa 5 milligram once a day. Number two, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. We are notify our service for any persistent mood changes, behavioral problems, period. We'll follow up with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99304. Under supplemental administration, common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.